2F Exercises 2B and 3, page 26. Speaker 1.
I started remote working when I joined a startup company. That didn't work out, as they went bust quickly. But my 5 months with them really got me into this lifestyle choice. The time, money, and effort I save by not having to commute an hour each way to work is a great benefit, as is being able to choose where I work from each day. I can't believe I used to spend 10 hours a week to get to an office space where I was far less productive. I really appreciate the flexibility of getting up and starting work from home, the local coffee shop, or wherever else I've decided to base myself for the week. I get to go and stay with my parents and with friends in different parts of the country more than before, and can extend weekend breaks by staying a few extra days. I'm not kidding when I say that what I save in commuting pays for about 4 more trips a year. It used to be that work time and quality time were very different phases of my life. I don't feel that anymore. You just have to be good at managing your time.
Speaker 2.
Our alternative lifestyle choice is what I suppose some people call mobile living, but I call it van life. My wife and I have been living in a camper van for 8 months now. We'd become fed up with city life and office jobs, and as we'd always loved holidaying in a caravan, we decided to make a fully equipped camper van our home. It's great fun, but you have to learn to live without many of life's little luxuries. Vans just don't have the space. And to be more flexible in the ways you manage routine things like washing, cooking, and eating. It's a much healthier way of living, as you can spend more time breathing in fresh air. What's more, we can live without the obligations and stresses that a permanent home brings. We don't move around the whole time, though. Usually, we base ourselves in one place for about 6 weeks. But moving forward, I can see us basing ourselves near our hometown for about 4 or 5 months a year. That will make part-time work easier.
Speaker 3.
My sister and I came to our big decision 2 years ago. We felt that big city life was not only a wasteful kind of existence, but we were wasting our lives by not doing something we cared about every day. So, we returned to where we grew up, a rural village on the coast, found a place we could afford, and have been living a completely self-sufficient life ever since. When we started out, we decided that within 3 months, we would only consume what we catch, pick, grow, or get from the animals we raise. I'm proud to say there have been no trips to the supermarket for food in a year. We take it in turns to work remotely to pay the bills. Easy, as we were both in IT before. But otherwise, every hour of the day is spent working in the garden, caring for our animals, fishing, or making flour, butter, or cheese. It can be exhausting, but we absolutely love the life. It teaches us a lot about being in touch with nature and not wasting anything it gives us.
Speaker 4.
When people think of seasonal work, they often think of extra post office workers or fruit pickers who are recruited at particularly busy times of the year. For sure, that's one type of seasonal occupation, but there's another, perhaps more glamorous type that is associated mainly with tourism. There are people who work in luxurious seafront resorts in summer, stunningly beautiful ski resorts in winter, or take the chance to get aboard a cruise ship if it's headed somewhere they particularly want to see. This is what I've been doing for several years, and I love the lifestyle. No two jobs are the same, you get to stay in places other people have to pay a fortune to visit. And there is very little that you do that can be said to be routine. You could be ocean fishing by day and barbecuing by night, for instance. Perhaps another benefit that many overlook is that between your seasonal contracts, you actually get to spend a fair amount of quality time at home, doing rewarding things with friends and family. I highly recommend it.
Speaker 5.
My alternative living experience revolves around a decision I made 11 months ago. I chose to go offline for a year as part of a project for a magazine I write for. To be honest, I felt I needed to get more balance back in my life and to break bad habits like sleeping with my phone on my pillow. I was losing hours of my life by scrolling through long lists of instantly forgettable comments from people I didn't know. So after almost a year without being online, how do I feel? Well, it wasn't hard to get used to living without things like interactive maps. But what proved harder was staying in touch with and meeting up with my friends. At the start, I would drop in on friends without calling first. Unsurprisingly, they weren't very enthusiastic about this after the first couple of visits. I then joined a walking group and tried to go to movies more often with friends. Again, these new habits didn't last, and making arrangements was much harder in general. Honestly, being unable to communicate easily was very frustrating at times. I think the main lesson I've learned is that the internet does not prevent us from living real life, but it is an important aspect of the real modern lives we lead. Without it, you simply lose a big part of how we connect with each other today. I can't wait to return, but with a few new rules to guide me, of course.